From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama faces a deadline to spend its remaining COVID-19 relief funds. In May, the state received nearly $2 billion from Congress. Alabama's finance director is expected to give an update on the remaining funds this week. Meanwhile, dozens of organizations are urging Governor Kay Ivey to use the relief funds to help with immediate needs across the state. But as WBHM's Janae Pierre reports, getting money to organizations that need it is not an easy task.
Could you blow $2 billion within a six-month window? I'd like to think that I could, too. But it's not that simple for Governor Kay Ivey and state finance officials. Alabama has nearly $800 million of coronavirus relief funds left, and it has to be spent by the end of the month. Any leftover money will go back to the federal government. Robin Hyden is the executive director of Alabama Arise. The group advocates for policies that help low-income people throughout the state. She says the people who need this aid the most aren't getting direct assistance. Hyden says there's a lot of red tape holding up the state's relief funds.
The way the CARES Act was written, these funds don't have an easy route into the hands of directly impacted people. The most direct assistance we've seen states do with this money is to provide rental assistance.
Lately, Governor Ivey has been on a spending spree. She recently announced a $200 million program to help businesses, nonprofits, and faith-based organizations that have been impacted by the pandemic. Ivey also allocated more than $3 million for the Alabama Feeding Initiative. The state has allocated millions more, which is being divided up between state agencies, nursing homes, colleges and universities, and dozens of statewide programs. Kelly Butler is the director of Alabama's Department of Finance. He says there's no red tape. His office is just following the rules set by the Treasury Department.
The state is trying to do as many things statewide as we can, and that's why almost all of our grant programs have required people administering them and running them to make them available to as many entities as possible.
Butler says his staff is evaluating the spending plans of each program to determine how much will be used. He says if entities that were awarded money don't spend their relief dollars, then that money will go somewhere else. But the remaining $800 million, he says, will most likely go towards reimbursements. Hyden, with Alabama Arise, says it's a complicated process that limits the ability of nonprofit organizations and some government agencies to obtain relief funds.
They have to prove that the money was needed directly as a result of COVID-19. And cities and municipalities and state agencies have to have already spent the money.
Josh Carpenter is the Director of Innovation and Economic Opportunity for the City of Birmingham. He says Alabama needs to get creative with its spending. With record-breaking unemployment numbers across Alabama, Carpenter approached state officials to request at least $125 million for a statewide workforce grant.
Where cities could apply, often as public-private partnerships, to actually get funding to make sure that workers who had lost their jobs had opportunity to obtain new forms of education so that they could get quality jobs in another sector.
Carpenter says the grant could have helped retrain Alabama workers, but the request was declined. Butler, with the state finance department, says it's not that workforce development isn't important. He says there's specific guidance and regulations on what relief funds should be spent on. In addition to that, Butler says the CARES Act allocated money directly to Jefferson County. The city of Birmingham was able to get some relief money there.
Basically, the idea was for the state to handle all other local governments and for Jefferson County to handle the cities inside Jefferson County. And that was the understanding that we just felt like was our primary point of purpose and what we got these dollars for.
The deadline to spend the coronavirus relief funds is December 30th. Butler says he'd like to see Congress give states an extension to spend the money into 2021, but he won't sit around and wait for it. As of now, he says state officials are working tirelessly to get the money out under the rules in place. Janae Pierre, WBHM.